And on the phone with us this morning is Frank Moe. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
So, Frank, just to remind our listeners that you are dog sledding a petition regarding non-ferrous mining and on your way to St. Paul. And you're in where? North Branch?
We're in North Branch at John and Judy Vitek's house. They are friends of and handlers of the Freckings down in Finland.
Oh, right. And, sure. Another musher.
Yeah, another musher. It's funny. We left, you know, I told you this, we left there with 10 sleeping bags and pads planning on camping.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't pulled them out yet. It's
so you didn't have to spend the night in a parking lot. You told me yesterday you might have to do that. So that's good news. So
yeah.
Let me ask you a couple things first before I get to tomorrow's schedule, because I do have that. How about snow? Have you had enough?
Yeah, well, the last half of yesterday, it was 48, 49 degrees here. So The snow first turned to slush, and by the end of the day, we were running through mud and water. But the dogs were doing fine. We just took their booties off, you know, so they could handle that. Mm-hmm. You know, going through those farm fields with all that black dirt, though, I was thinking of grabbing some and bringing it home for our garden.
Garden, right.
I know. The dirt's so great down here. Mm-hmm. But the sled's running fine. Dogs are running fine. You know, I'm just going to have to get off the sled and work a little bit more.
Well, now you're scheduled to pull into the state capitol tomorrow around 11 o'clock. Now, where is tonight's layover?
Tonight we're going to get to Pine Point Park, which is northeast of the Twin Cities. It's the start of the Gateway Trail.
Oh, okay.
And we'll camp somewhere around there unless some listener down there is looking for some mushers to have lay on their floor tonight. That'll be our plan. We'll just camp down there 20 miles from the Capitol.
Okay, so now I have the schedule for tomorrow, and it's pretty detailed, but we're going to get some remarks before you arrive from Steve Morrison. He's the Executive Director of Minnesota Environmental Partnership, and also Robert Jarlet, who is the Protect Our Monument campaign co-founder from Red Lake, is going to be there. I'm interested, both Representative Alice Hausman and Senator Mary Jo McGuire from the state legislature, representatives of 66 and District 66B. They're both lead authors in the House and the Senate of the non-ferrous mining bill. What exactly do you expect them to say?
Well, they're supporters of our cause in general. You know, they have concerns about sulfide mining pollution like the rest of us do, and they each have different approaches to slowing it down. One bill is to give the same protection for private property owners in northeastern Minnesota against eminent domain, against, you know, getting their property taken by private enterprise that the rest of Minnesotans have. The only difference is they happen to have mineral rights under their property that they don't own. And so this bill would give them the same protection against eminent domain that every other Minnesotan has.
Mm-hmm.
And the second bill is a prove it first. You know, it's the is the Wisconsin model, where we've talked about that before, where a company has to show that they can operate one of these mines for 10 years, and then more importantly, they have to shut it down for 10 years and show that there's going to be no pollution coming from it. And that's when it usually happens, because they pull the plug, go bankrupt, leave the state and country, and then we're left holding the bag, and then the thing starts to leak and there's no money to clean it up. So that's the effort to try as best we can to prevent that. And, you know, those aren't the end goal for me personally. I mean, I'd just like to see the sulfide mining pollution not come to Minnesota. But these are two significant steps that will slow that process down.
Okay, well, we got a little entertainment tomorrow, too. Larry Long, who I happen to know, but maybe other people do, he's a singer, considers himself America's troubadour, and he's going to be there singing. And I understand in the Heart of the Beast, Puppet and Mask Theater are going to show up in wolf costumes. That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll have a big carnival show. It's, you know, just like the event in Grand Marais, it's both a celebration, you know, of our natural cultural heritage in Minnesota, and a rally against sulfide mining pollution. So we're bringing the two together.
And also, as we did here in Grand Marais, we had young drummers from the Grand Portage Band, the Ringing Shield drummers, both from Rosebud and Red Lake are going to be there drumming. So that should be pretty exciting, too.
Yeah, it's been a while since they've been at the Capitol.
Well, okay, I know you're going to plan on leaving here pretty soon, and wish you well, and I don't think I'll bother you tomorrow morning. You'll have enough on your mind, but we'll be hoping that you pull in 11 o'clock and that you deliver those petitions. And I know you are hoping to deliver them in person to the governor, and we'll follow that and certainly talk to you when you get back to Grand Marais. So good luck.
Thanks so much, Jay and Roger. You know, it's crazy the support we've gotten along the way. We feel like we've been riding on this magic carpet of people coming up. And
now you've been riding on a dog sled, and people love to see that. that's why they're turning out, Frank. You've got 10 PR guys there pulling your sled.
Yeah, they're my heroes. Well, I look forward to talking to you when this is over. Thanks,
okay,
guys.
Good luck, and good luck to the dogs.